Hey lady, I am so freaking jazzed that you're here. My name is Emily and I am a clinical social worker deeply passionate about what's going on in between our ears. I am here to help build up your toolbox against self-doubt, social comparison, and nasty self-talk to help keep you kind to your mind. You know, we all have something going on in that noggin of ours that isn't always kind. So let's put in the legwork and flex those mindset muscles so that we can move the mountains we were meant to freaking move. Let's go. Hey there, honeyhead. Welcome back to another episode of the Kind Mind Project. I hope that you're doing well over there, taking care of yourself, being kind to my friend, because lately I have been finding myself really struggling with my lady time. Okay, so full transparency, that's what we're chatting about today. That's something that I have not really expanded on in the past, and something that I think a lot of times we get really uncomfortable talking about just in an open manner. But we're going to do that today because our period, our cycle, our lady time is so heavily correlated to the mental health experience that we have, our mindset, if we struggle with depression, anxiety, that kind of thing, our symptoms are so heavily correlated to our cycle. And to be honest, I'm realizing how much I didn't know about what happens to my body because I was spending so much time trying to avoid that conversation, trying to ignore that this is something that even happens to me, right? It's something that I guess for myself and maybe for you too, kind of grew up being really embarrassed of. It was very taboo to talk about. And lately, I'm just realizing how much I didn't know about my own damn body. So when you struggle with mental health and you really have times where having a positive mindset is hard, maybe you are feeling the big sad a little bit more than you normally do, like I am right now. If you've been following me on Instagram, you know that not only am I really struggling with the way that my period is affecting me, but I'm also having some mental health symptoms that I haven't really felt the weight of as much as in the past. So when you struggle with mental health in general, your cycle can seem to really amplify that. And of course, it's not the same for everyone, but I'm hoping that today both you and I can gain a little bit more insight as to what the heck happens to our body, why we're experiencing this, so that we at least have some kind of a backing to go off of. We have something that is somewhat predictable, right? That's not to say that it's going to be the same every time, but we need to have some kind of knowledge of what happens to our body so we know what to expect. Because I was honestly feeling like my fluctuations in mood, they were just coming out of nowhere. They were coming out of nowhere, hitting me like a ton of bricks, but gaining more insight into the phases that my body goes through has actually been really helpful in finding some patterns that I can then prepare for, right? So that's my hope for us today, that by gaining this insight, we're able to at least prepare for what's coming next. We may not know exactly when that's happening or be able to predict it moment by moment, but we are able to find some patterns. We're able to use these different phases to our advantage because every phase that we go through in our womanhood cycle actually does have some strengths to it, actually does have some advantages and ways that we can use it to our advantage to better serve us. So we're going to go through this together today. And I realize this is a lot more open when it comes to kind of the bodily side of things that are normally uncomfortable. So just bear with me, okay? Because this is hard, honestly, for me to talk about too, but we're doing this together. So in my nerdy research that I've been doing lately and really just trying to educate myself on my own biology, this is what I found, and I'm going to break it down with you. So first of all, we have four phases that we go through when it comes to our period and our cycle. It sounds a lot more pleasant for me to say it that way, so that's what I'm going with. First of all, we have our menstrual phase, obviously, when we hear menstrual cycle, that's what comes to mind, right? And when breaking this down for myself, it was actually really helpful to kind of think of it as seasons. Seasons that we go through. So our menstrual phase is kind of that inner winter season. And this is the first 6 days of our cycle, ish, give or take, right? Depending on the person. This is when all of our hormones are really at an all-time low and our energy is super low. This is when we can find ourselves being really emotional, that painful kind of period pain. That's when this happens normally. So we're really emotional. We're really vulnerable. And this is when you are slinging tampons like it's your job and just really feeling like poop, right? This is the time that I think most of us think of when I talk about our period, okay? But what is this phase good for? What the heck can we use it for? Because yeah, we have some vulnerabilities here. We're extra vulnerable. We're probably in pain. Our self-confidence is probably in the toilet. But this is honestly a really good time to rest, right? Rest, reflect, evaluate, journal, create intentions, and trust your instincts. Now, what the heck do I mean by all of that? First of all, the most obvious, this is when our body is going to need the most rest. But it's also when our mind is going to need the most rest. So let's put it in a situation where instead of thinking about the future and trying to do things and plan things and organize things, instead, let's use it as a time to sit still and reflect. Maybe that means some journaling. Maybe that means creating intentions rather than plans, right? So the difference being not trying to do everything in the world, but creating intention rather than action. We can expand on that in a future episode if you really want to dive into creating intentions, but really setting intention rather than full-blown action and trusting your instincts in that, listening to your body in that, right? This is a time to rest. My body is going through it. It's doing some incredible things right now. It really blows my mind that my body can do that. However, this is a time for me to rest. Yeah, I'm extra emotional. I'm in pain. I need to listen to that. Really listen to that. But some strengths that we have during this menstrual phase, this inner winter, super strengths that we have right now, reflection and intuition. If you remember nothing else about this phase, remember that this is a time where we're really good at reflecting and our intuition is strong. Okay, so some things that we can really pull upon in that phase when you're feeling like poop, when you're slinging tampons like it's nobody's job, let's, instead of throwing a pity party, right? Maybe something I've done, guilty, turn to reflection and trust your intuition. Okay, that phase is a vulnerable one. But then we move on to something that brings us to our inner spring. Spring has sprung when we get to day 7 through 12-ish, okay? And that phase, I'm going to say it wrong. I'm no doctor, you know that. I'm going to say it wrong. Our follicular phase? Follicular? Maybe? Question mark? Google it. Our follicular phase is this inner spring. Okay, so day 7 to 12, this is when our estrogen starts to rise. This is the phase where we often kind of feel our best. That time when our period has just stopped, we're no longer having shark week central, right? We're sharp and we're ready to problem solve. We're ready to problem solve. This is a really good time to focus on those creative tasks, to brainstorm, to strategize. But we do have some vulnerabilities involved with this phase, okay? Our estrogen starts to rise. We're feeling good and creative. But this is when some things like overwhelm, anxiety, and low self-esteem can kind of try to join the party, okay? Because our two biggest strengths when it comes to this inner spring phase, creativity and planning, are two biggest strengths in this phase. So naturally, a possible vulnerability in this phase is getting overwhelmed with that, getting overwhelmed with the planning or all the creative things that you want to do, having some anxiety about those things, or low self-esteem in the process, right? So these are some possible vulnerabilities when we're in this inner spring phase, but our two heaviest hitters, our two biggest strengths in this phase are going to be creativity and planning. The two big boys in our follicular, one of the two phase. Okay. And then we move to our inner summer. Our inner summer. This is our ovulatory phase. This is when we're ovulating, day 13 to 20 ish. This is when our estrogen peaks with a spike in testosterone. And our energy and our motivation, most of the time, this is when we see it at its highest. Energy and motivation peak. This may be when we find ourselves feeling a little bit more outgoing than normal, because this is a really good time for us to put ourselves out there, to pitch our ideas, to connect with other people, to network. Our motivation and our energy are at an all-time high, day 13 to 20, this inner summer that we experience. So naturally, there are some vulnerabilities when it comes to this time too. If our energy and our motivation is super high, we may find ourselves feeling really ungrounded, feeling really all over the place, or drained from all of that, maybe burnt out from all of that. So things to look out for there, right? When our energy is super high, our motivation is super high, these are going to be some warning signs that we might need to slow down. If we're starting to feel burnout, if we're starting to feel ungrounded or drained, those are going to be some red flags for us. But our biggest strengths in our ovulatory phase, this inner summer, collaborating and communicating. Because naturally, our energy and our motivation are super high, right? So we want to collaborate with other people. We want to be around other people. We want to communicate more. Those are going to be our biggest strengths there. And this last phase, phase number four, our inner fall. This is day 21 to 28. Approximately. This is our luteal phase, okay? Progesterone is on the freaking rise, and then it falls toward the end of this phase. This is when we find ourselves getting a little bit more introverted, okay? Think of this as the prep for Shark Week to return, okay? Our energy drops, but our metabolism goes up. So, I mean, if our metabolism is going up, naturally our energy is going to go down, right? Our body is working harder to burn off whatever we're putting in it, right? So we're a little extra vulnerable during this time. This is probably like that PMS phase for you. This is when we get a little bit too self-critical. We are probably exhausted and we're retracted. We might find ourselves isolating a little bit, needing a little extra alone time, a little extra rest. We're extra vulnerable here. This, for me, is probably my hardest time. I think this is when it hits me and my mental health symptoms the most, honestly, because that self-criticism comes in. I feel so extra tired, and I find myself retracting. I find myself needing to be alone a little bit more. But this phase does have its strengths, does have its perks. This is a really good time to wrap up projects. It's also a really good time to organize and focus on details. Get down to the nitty gritty. Get down to the specific. Rather than the big, huge, big picture, let's focus on the details so that we don't get overwhelmed, right? Our two biggest strengths in this last phase, this inner fall season that we have, completion and completion and organization, two biggest strengths that we have here. So this is a really good time to wrap up those things that you want to sign and seal and be done with, right? And we go through all of that in a span of 28 days. That is not a long time. No wonder I feel like I'm on a roller coaster, right? No wonder I feel like I'm all over the place, because my body is doing a lot. My body's doing a lot, and it's incredible. However, we can use this to our advantage. So why the heck is this important to know? Why would I do a whole episode on this? Well, because if you're anything like me right now, feeling like these waves of emotion and high energy and low energy and high motivation and low motivation is just really coming out of nowhere, this gives me a pattern to follow, something to prepare for, right? After I feel this super high motivation and I know what's coming next, I may not know exactly when, but I know, okay, you are going to dip a little bit. You might find that you're getting a little bit more tired. I can prepare myself for that so it doesn't come as a surprise. But I can also use those phases for what they're good for, rather than focusing on feeling like crap and not having energy and then suddenly I have a lot of energy, right? I can use that to my advantage rather than being shocked by it every month. I realize that it sounds silly that I'm 26 years old and I haven't known this yet, but you know what? The people that I've been talking to recently about this are like, oh man, yeah, I don't focus on that either. We just let it be a roller coaster. We just let it come out of nowhere. And yeah, we can know about when we're going to start our period. But as far as my history has gone, that's really all I've done. That's really all I've done. But here's this whole pattern that I can really use to take advantage of as I try and manage my mental health symptoms, but also just manage what the heck is happening to my body. You know, I am all about putting yourself back in the driver's seat when it comes to what's happening in your mind. But I also am going to scream from the rooftops that we can put ourselves back in the driver's seat when it comes to our period. We can put ourselves back in the driver's seat when it comes to this womanhood thing that we experience every month, and I can actually use it to my advantage. I can actually put myself in the driver's seat and say, you know what? This is not going to own me. Yeah, I'm going to experience it, but I'm going to use it for its strengths. Every phase that I go through, I'm going to notice the patterns and I'm going to use them to what that time is good for, the strengths that I have in that moment. Right? Obviously, this is going to be different for everyone. I think we really experience our periods very differently when it comes to symptoms that are higher or lower than others. But my hope is that after you listen to this episode, you feel a little bit more empowered. You feel a little bit more in control of what happens on the month-to-month basis. Honeyhead, this episode was different for us, and it pretty bold when it comes to the way that we're sitting down to chat together today. But that's what you and I do. That's what you and I do. We talk about the real stuff. So I hope that this was helpful for you. I hope that you pull me out of your ear holes today, go drink some business water and get the day going, because you're in control. Things are happening to your body from phase to phase, but you are still in control. Because you are going to recognize the patterns. I'm so freaking proud of you for being able to, first of all, sit through this, but also use it. And my hope is that you do. So if this was helpful today, please slide into my DMs on Instagram and let me know so that I can better serve your noggin over there. All right. I love you so much, and I will talk to you very freaking soon. Dude, thank you so much for including The Kind Mind and this weirdo in your journey. If you vibed with this episode, I would love to connect with you on social media. Go take your takeaways to your Instagram story and tag me so I can thank you for spreading a message that is near and dear to my heart. Thank you for letting me sit in the passenger seat of your personal growth journey. I want to hear about the mountains that you are moving. But until next time, stay kind to that mind, girlfriend. I'll talk to you soon.